Welcome back to potentially our last ever Trojan preview for the 2023 football season. I'm Asa Lucas here with Atlantic Head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. No, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And I want to start off and ask you, Atlantic showed a lot of grit in their game against Harlan. Of course, there wasn't perfect execution, but there was competitiveness throughout the whole game. How did you feel afterwards?
A little disappointed. You know, I thought we had some chances and we missed on our opportunities. We had some passes that didn't quite go our way. We broke one big run there to get on the scoreboard, but overall we couldn't really consistently move the ball. We missed Brock Goodrich on a couple passes deep that if we hit those, it might be a totally different game. One of them, he was wide open there. Another was kind of contested, but we underthrew it a little. That if we make the most of those opportunities, you know, better things happen. But defensively, I thought we played pretty well. Really just gave up three big plays and then a punt return that, you know, from our vantage point, looked like there was a couple of penalties, but nothing was thrown. So, you know, they made the most of their opportunities and good things happened.
What has helped this defensive unit be so solid this year? Because really that is one of the silver linings, I think, of this group is the defense is pretty consistent and always showing up and at least being passionate about where they are on the field.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of that goes to Coach Satoff, that he does a really good job, getting the kids lined up scheme-wise, like, hey, this is where we want to be. And once you're lined up in the right place, a lot of good things happen after that. And then Colton Becker is doing a really good job at middle linebacker for us. Between him, Evan Sorensen, Reed Woodyard, Reed Flassick, some defensive line guys that are doing some good things for us that overall I think those guys are kind of making us right if we're not aligned correctly or definitely helping us get aligned in the right spots.
Also, another bright spot, I think, from that Harlan game is Dante Hetherington. Had one of his best games of the year, 12 carries, 108 yards, one score. What kind of helped him get unlocked from that game, you think?
Big run. You know, we blocked it really well. I don't think he got touched on a 66-yard run there. Just off tackle that, you know, we got a good down block from our tight end, Xavier Darrow. Reed Woodyard had a good kick out for us. Kind of created that alley there, and then away he went that – you know, good things happen when you get the right guys blocked. And then he went untouched, and all the rest of it was just pure speed. It was a really big play. It was a good run. It was at a good point in the game, too, that we kind of thought maybe with an onside kick we'd be back in it, but couldn't get that. But it was a really big play. It helped kind of spring the offense there and shows what we're really capable of.
Last game of the year, what are you telling your players?
You know, we can't hold anything back, you know. It's still very slim chance, but there's still a chance of, playoff berth. If we win this week, it's a three-way tie for second, which in this district is a pretty good accomplishment, losing to Harlan but beating Nevada, finishing with a 3-2 district record is not anything to be ashamed of. It really is a really good feat in itself that we can go out on a win, and not very many teams can say that they won their last high school game. So it's a great accomplishment to be able to say that for these seniors and to go out on a high note.
What kind of energy and attitude have you been seeing from the team this week when going up against Nevada?
A positive one. The kids are locked in. Defensively, they want to go out and prove that they're still a good defense, that we can hang with them. Offensively, we got some stuff to prove, and they got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder that hopefully it carries into the game, that we've seen a lot of good things this week as far as preparation and attitude, that the kids are still not giving up. They're locked in and ready to go.
For film-wise, what have you seen from Nevada?
They're big. They're physical. They really like to run the football. They got a big offensive line. I think they got three guys over 250, ranging from like 250 to 280 on their offensive line that they're definitely going to try to lean on you and use their weight and, get their running back to the edge. He's a really good runner downhill, breaks a lot of tackles, but, we've just been stressing this week. We got a gang tackle. We got to get multiple guys to the football. And if you can stop the run, then really good things are going to happen this week because I think it's like 75 to 80% of the time Nevada wants to run the ball.
They also have a lot of team speed. What are the best ways to handle a team that's so quick and likes to be run dominant?
You definitely have to be gap sound, and you got to know, their tendencies. They got some tendencies there that we're going to try to exploit with, where they line up their fullback, kind of their alignment with their running backs and quarterback that, we just got to be vigilant and alert, and the kids got to know, down and distance and alignment are really big this week that we got to make sure that we're prepared for and locked in on and then, do what we need to do on those situations.
Strength-wise, where do you think the Trojans are looking strong against the Cubs?
You know, defensively, I think it's going to be, you know, strength on strength. Our run defense versus their run offense are two of our bright spots that we both like to hang our hats on. I think we might have them, you know, interior wise with some speed. Our guys might be a little bit lighter, but I think they're quicker than them up front. That we got to be able to move and twist and stunt and do some things to be disruptive that we just can't line up with them and, you know, bang heads and expect to win that whole time. So I think we got a little bit of a speed advantage up front. You know, and I hope that, you know, our run defense is better than their run offense, because things are going to happen then. But, you know, offensively, I think we can shift and move and schematically do some things to try to create mismatches there up front for us that we can hopefully take advantage of that, you know, puts us in the best possible scenario to get some run game stuff going like we did late against Harlan.
This Friday is also going to be senior night, playing at home. What do you remember about your own senior night in high school?
My own senior night in high school, it was a long time ago, you know, getting up there. See, it would have been, 10, 11 years ago. You know, my senior night, I'm pretty sure we lost, now that I think about it. Who did we? I don't even know who we played. You know, that's been that long ago.
What kind of feelings are there when you're playing in a senior night?
You know, the emotions are kind of high, especially late in the season, that, you know, it's kind of boom or bust when it comes to, you know, last hurrah. You don't know if you're going to play again, you know. You don't know if you're going to get that offer, that scholarship, go on to play or not. That, you know, it could be your last time suiting up, last time wearing helmets and shoulder pads, and going out there with guys that you've played with from Little League on. You know, it's a really special feeling. There's not a whole lot like it when it comes to, you know, just the specialness of football and the camaraderie of having that many guys with you out there. But it's a great feeling, and, you know, hopefully one that they can go out on a high note and remember.
And you've had a couple senior nights here in Atlantic. What do you notice about the atmosphere at a senior night game?
You know, it's different. You know, you never can't really count a team out on either side. You don't know, you know, who's going to play kind of, you know, out of the norm or a little bit above themselves just because it's the last hurrah. They don't hold anything back. And then on the flip side, you know, some emotions can get out of hand with, you know, if it's starting to go bad, it can get worse. That the emotions are definitely heightened, that some players rise to the occasion and do, you know, a little extraordinary things that you don't often see out of them, that it really is really special to see, and a fun atmosphere as far as, you know, the emotions are high, kids are active, and, you know, good things happen.
And what are you going to remember about this year's group of seniors for Atlantic?
You know, it's a special group. We got some guys that, you know, have some really big shoes that they filled and created themselves, that, you know, we got a special group of athletes that, you know, overall are selfless kids that are really generous, you know, great kids on and off the field, that they're going to be missed, and, you know, some really good legacies that have been made and created.
All righty, that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview. Thank you, Coach.